When I get out of jail, I'll show them what a real crook is. I don't deserve this kind of treatment. I'll show them.
Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. Today's story, written by Ann Harris, is entitled From Prison Bars to Shining Stars.
My name's Ben Hagen. I'm a man with a temper, and I've always had trouble with it. I was brought up in a home where they read the Bible, had family prayer, and lived the Bible the best they knew how. My brother and I were working in Dad's mining camp.
Come on, Ben. Finish your job upright. You just can't lay down your tools.
Mind your own business.
I'm just trying to help you, Ben. You know Dad won't stand for sloppy work.
Ever since I can remember, you've been riding me, Ed. Just because you're a couple of years older, you think you're my guardian angel or something.
I'm your brother.
And your brother's keeper.
You need one.
Now, wait a minute.
Come on, take care of your tools.
You make me.
Okay. If I have to knock some sense into you, come on.
Okay. Break that up.
He's been riding me, Dad.
I was just trying to make him do his work right.
It doesn't matter what started it. Ben, I told you if you ever fought on the job again, I'd fire you. Now get your things and go home.
Okay. I'm sick and tired of this. If you think I'm going to go home to be watched, you've got another thing coming. I'm going to join the Army. I joined the Army because I hated my dad, but my Army career was short-lived. I contracted pneumonia, and my lungs didn't heal, so I was discharged. It was the middle of the Depression.
I guess we shouldn't have married when you were in the Army, Ben.
That's no way to talk, honey. We'll make out.
There are no jobs, and with the baby...
Nah, don't you worry. I'll get a job. I'll take anything I can get. I started selling sewing machines. I was a superior salesman. Even then, during the Depression, I could load 6-7 machines into my car in the morning and by night come in with money for all of them in my pocket. I kept making better and better sales records. Soon I decided I wanted to make money, lots of money. I even dreamed of being a millionaire.
Well, young man, I'm very impressed with your sales record. In fact, you've broken all records for our company.
I'm told that I have, Mr. Rogers.
Are you happy in your work?
As happy as any man can be when he has to work.
How much are you making now?
Oh, $500 a month.
That's not bad. Want to make more?
I'm all ears.
We all know that people buy more when they're feeling good. So why don't you buy a couple of cases of rye and bourbon... and call in the potential buyers. A good floor show and liquor, you can sell twice as much.
Have another drink. Good floor show, isn't it? Come on, drink up. Time for business later. Nothing like mixing business and pleasure. Have another drink. My sales skyrocketed. My income doubled, then tripled. But my boss didn't mention how constant drinking would affect me. Soon I couldn't stop. I stayed away from home more and more. Hello, Mary.
Well, Ben, how long has it been this time? 2 months?
Lay off, Mary.
Daddy.
Hi, Bobby.
Oh, you've been gone so long, Daddy. Did you bring me a present?
No, I didn't, son, but it surely is good to see you.
It doesn't matter, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, won't you please stay home this time?
I'd like to, son, but I can't.
Won't is the word.
I said lay off, Mary. One morning, I walked into my hotel after an all-night party.
Telegram for you, Mr. Bonner.
Thanks, boy. Boy, what a head I've got. Let's see. Johnny has polio, not expected to live. Mary.
Daddy?
I wrote him, darling. He's coming.
Daddy?
I wrote him, darling. He's coming.
Daddy?
Johnny?
I came as quickly as I heard.
He died crying out for you, Ben. Ben, what's happened to you? How could you do this to us? How could you?
I came home. He's dead. Now I'm going. Goodbye, Mary. My son's death made me more bitter, and I drank more heavily. I tried changing my name, and I tried starting a new life, but I always went back into the same sins. I'd given up traveling and bought my own small company. I didn't give up drinking. I was drinking a quart of whiskey a day. One day, the bank president asked me to come to his office. When I got there... What is this?
I have a warrant for your arrest. Come along.
I was too stunned for words. I was put in jail and 3 months later heard the judge say...
In the proceedings of this court, you have been charged and found guilty of fraudulent practices. I hereby sentence you to 2 years in the Moundsville State Penitentiary.
Don't be so gloom. You'll survive. Most of us do.
Nah, I don't belong here.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
When I get out, I'll show them what a real crook is. I don't deserve this kind of treatment.
Sure,
I'll show
you
them.
Will. Meantime, relax. Make the best of it. Hey, Ben, there's going to be a meeting. Want to go?
Don't have any other vital appointments. Might as well.
It's in the chapel. You know, these folks who come out here often. I kind of like the music.
I want to give you a word of personal testimony before I sing for you. I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me and called me to serve Him. I'm thankful that we have the opportunity to come here and tell you that Jesus loves you, died for you, and can give you a new heart. Now I want to sing a verse of a song for you. I come to the garden.
Hey, my mother used to sing that song. Kind of makes me homesick. Haven't thought about that in a long time.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For it is with the heart that man believeth unto salvation. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
Hey, where are you going? I'm going back to my cell. I don't want to hear any more of this. Why can't I sleep? Why can't I?
Jesus loves you. He died for you.
The wages of sin is death.
And He can give you a new heart.
The gift of God is eternal life.
It seems like that clock is striking my doom. I've heard of folks who passed up a chance and never had another one. Oh, God. That girl said in her testimony that she got a new heart. Well, that's what I need. My old heart's no good. I can't do right by myself. I can't stop drinking by myself. I need you to forgive me of my sin, and I need your strength. Please save me, Lord. Please. Please save me or I perish.
feel sorry for you, old buddy. I think you've blown your top.
No, I just got a new heart and my head straightened out.
But you haven't taken a drink from the smuggled booze. You've tossed out the cigarettes, and you won't even play a game of cards. It ain't natural.
Listen, friend, I want to read this to you. It says right here that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Well, I've never seen a man change like you have. Maybe this salvation stuff has something to it after all.
Yes, Warden.
I've been hearing strange news about your changing your ways of living. The chaplain can't get in for services tomorrow. You talk to the men.
I can't tell you guys much you don't know already. You know what I was like, but thank God that old life is over. And I want to ask you, have this new life I have. Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for your sins, men. He died that you might go free and have a new life, a new heart.
What you want?
I want to tell you how you can have your life completely changed. Better than that, have a new life and a new heart.
Don't you know I'm the toughest guy in the pen?
I know you're a sinner like me. The only difference is that I've asked God to forgive my sins because of what Jesus Christ, his Son, did for me on the cross.
It's remarkable the change in Benson since you talked to him.
It's the Lord. He saved him. He's got a new heart.
Ben, I've always called myself an atheist. Said I never could see what God could do, but... Well, Ben, I'd be interested in having you tell me about this salvation. Ben, I'm so new at being a Christian, I don't know how to make it plain. But they're twin brothers in the death house now. I wish you'd talk to them.
We thank you for telling us what the Bible has to say about getting a new heart. It's good to go into eternity knowing our sins are forgiven.
Ben, I want you to talk with the doctor and work with him. Talk to the men also and help them.
That's my story. And many lives were changed in Moundsville. Upon my release, I made things right as far as I could and became an evangelist. I'm still telling men how they can get a new heart. If you've got a sin problem, there's only one answer. Accept Christ. Then old things will pass away and all things will become new.
Today's story was written by Ann Harris and adapted for radio by Doris Harris. Heard in our cast were Bill Haskell, Stanley Witofsky, Kathy Oliver, Laureen Thomas, and Van Orick. Also, Russell Hout, George McGalliard, William Lowe, Myrick Cross, and Dick Marston. The music was by Jim Martin, sound by Jim Dixon. Corbin Tabler was recording engineer. Miracles is directed by Jack Buttram, assisted by Dave Eshelman. And this is Dave Yerrick speaking. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production. Thank you.